Dark Wraith Publishing presents the Illinois State Collegiate Compendium, Academic Lectures in Business and Economics. This is Business Finance, FIL 240, Section 2 for Autumn Semester 2011. Lecture 23, delivered on December 5, 2011. The title of this lecture is Example of Working Capital Policy Management.
Today, an example of working capital policy management. When I told you about the three different generic ways in which working capital could be managed, I was talking kind of in an abstract way, drawing little boxes on the board. But know this, there's the conservative, the aggressive, and then there's this moderate way in the middle. With conservative capital management, your liabilities, your long-term liabilities, finance your assets, your fixed assets, and they also finance at least some of your permanent temporary assets, or current assets. Now, with the aggressive approach, you're financing using long-term liabilities to finance all of your permanent current assets and temporary current assets as well. Moderate, you're sort of somewhere in between. Let me give you an example here. And this is sort of just a simple example, but it will make the point. Now, I'm going to give you your current assets at $80,000. And your long-term assets, I'm going to make those $240,000. So it's your total assets for this corporation come out to be $320,000. Now let's look at our current liabilities. Current liabilities. And then your long-term liabilities. And then, of course, that will be your total liabilities right there. And then we also have to include our owner's equity as well. And let's break this down so that your current liabilities are $40,000 and your long-term liabilities are $260,000, so that your $200,000, so that your total liabilities are $240,000, and then your owner's equity is $80,000. Oops, let me. And then so your total liabilities and owner's equity adds up to be the same thing as your total assets, which is the fundamental accounting identity, comes out to be $320,000. So these two match each other the way they are supposed to. Now, I'm looking at this, and I can see that my current ratio is 2x. You see that right off the bat? Tell me, for God's sake, you see that. It's 2x, is that right? Your current assets over your current liabilities. Now, your working capital, your net working capital is going to be your current assets minus your current liabilities. And that would come out to be $40,000. Make sure you're on the same page with me. Are you okay with what I've done here? This is your net working capital. In other words, the dollar amount by which your current assets exceed your current liabilities. Okay? Are you okay on that? So we got our basis for looking at this. And you could do this with any financial statements at all up to this point. Now let's say in this company that these current assets, we can break them down so that the permanent amount is $60,000, and the temporary that we're seeing right now on this sheet, on this financial balance sheet, is $20,000. Now, in practice, there are a couple of different ways that we could do this with financial statements. The problem is we don't have a lot of years of financial statements, but we do have a lot of quarters, usually. And we can run a kind of a fairly simple econometric thing with a statistics program, and we could tease out from the financials the current assets over a period of time. We could figure out how much of the total, the current assets there, seem to be a stable value. And that's the way we do it usually in practice these days, is we look, run, say, 10 quarters of financial data on current assets. And we'll see it going up and down, and there will also probably be a trend in it too. And we can tease those ups and downs out and the trend line out, and we can say, all right, there's a permanent base in there of this amount, and then this, whatever is in excess of that in any given period of time, any given quarter, that's temporary. Okay, we've got a snapshot of this corporation now. We have figured out that about $60,000 of those current assets seems to be there all the time. Not physically, but that value seems to be like the base, and then there's this bouncing on top of it. For this period, it's $20,000. Okay, now the next question. Looking at these finance, looking just at what you see here, and just take a stab. Is this conservative, moderate, or aggressive working capital policy? Look at it. And I know if you don't see it, that's quite okay. That's why I'm doing this, so that I can point out how you would, where, what you would look at to be able to tell. And it's actually, there's a little bit of probably. You would say probably or most likely. It's not rock solid. But look at it. What would you say, just looking at these, is this a conservative, a moderate, or an aggressive? Most likely or probably. Say it. Conservative. Anyone else? Okay, let's look at our current liabilities. Where the hell are my, okay, my current liabilities. Can they finance my permanent assets entirely? They cannot. My entirety of my current liabilities, everything that is a liability in the short run, can't finance my permanent current assets. Just can't. That means that some of my permanent assets are being financed by long-term liabilities. See this $200,000 down here? Some of that has to be involved in financing the permanent. Okay? So if my current liabilities can't finance all of my permanent, they certainly can't finance any of my temporary. Do you see that? Let me say that again. Ow, goddamn, ow. I almost hurt something I care about. Try that again. My current liabilities can't cover even my base of permanent assets. No doubt about it that some of my long-term liabilities are financing my rock base of current permanent assets. Well, if my current liabilities can't finance all of my permanent, they can't finance any of my temporary. So I go down here and I say, all right, long-term liabilities, I can see that the long-term liabilities are financing $20,000 of current assets, of current permanent assets. And that means that they are also financing all temporary assets, temporary current assets. Now, if you go back and look at the definitions of conservative, moderate, and aggressive, where does this fit in the definitions now? Look at your notes, kind of calling you out of the blue to check this out. Look at your notes. Which one would this be? This company is financing some of its permanent and all of its temporary with long-term liabilities. What does that tell you? Aggressive. Bingo. You got it. Aggressive. And if you can do it for this one, you can do it for real financial statements. It takes maybe about 2-3 minutes to figure out. Don't look at the internal guts of them. The problem will be figuring out what the permanent versus the temporary is. But once you get past that hurdle, you can tell pretty quickly what kind of a working capital policy management is in effect with a company. In this case, this company is using long-term liabilities to really leverage short-term activity on the asset side. That means they're borrowing long to finance short stuff in this company. That is aggressive. And so depending upon the kind of company you're in, like I said, if you go with a smaller upstart hothead company, you'll see this kind of policy. They'll be borrowing on long instruments, and then they will finance things like inventory with that money. And if you think about it, that actually kind of makes sense for a young company. You've got to build inventory. You've got to get credit relationships in order. A lot of suppliers aren't going to be interested in doing short-term credit arrangements with you if you're an upstart company. Not at first, or if they do, it'll be on brutal terms. So you're going to tap capital markets instead of money markets for money. And then you're going to build your inventory off that, then cycle it through, get more money in, slowly building your credit so that you can get accounts payable instead of long-term notes payable to pay for inventory and for other things that are in your current asset base. But in the early years, you might very well find that aggressive isn't just a choice, it's a necessity, because it'll be easier for you to borrow on a long-term basis and then use that to get your inventory level up to some permanent base and then work from there. You need to kill that. Okay? That's what we're going for here, is just looking at it and determining what is going on with your financials as far as working capital management goes. Now, on the final exam, I would put one of these in the multiple choice, something about working capital management policy. It would be one multiple choice question, and then I might reference it somewhere else, but there would be a core question, so don't blow off the subject, okay? That's all I have for you today. I thank you.